Hello, friends, and welcome back to another episode of the This Is Gonna Hurt podcast. My name is Gordon Duncan, or J. Gordon Duncan, if you listen to the intro. And I am glad to be back in the studio, and for some reason, wearing the same thing I wore in last episode. I wonder why that is. But I'm very thankful to be back here, and I'm thankful for you for watching and listening to last week's episode. Last week, I shared a running story about accomplishing more than I thought that I could accomplish, because I believed in it and I visualized it. And I went into detail about it. I didn't want it to be some sort of Disney believe in yourself. I wanted it to be very practical and very applicable to you. And so I shared a story about being able to do something at the end of that race that I just didn't think I could. So thank you for your feedback. Today is all business. And I want to talk about a business concept that has massive implications to how you do business and you make the choices that you make. Along the way, I've got some personal stories to share, and I've got some stories from other folks. But today's topic is sunk cost. Sunk cost, also called the sunk cost fallacy or the Concord cost. But sunk is S-U-N-K, as in something sank, okay? Sunk cost or the sunk cost fallacy or the Concord cost. Let me give you the exact definition. I've got it here on my phone. Here it is. The exact definition of a sunk cost is an investment already incurred that cannot be recovered. It's an investment and you made in something and you cannot get that investment back. It is a sunk cost. Okay? Believe it or not, this is a principle that if you will learn and apply it to yourself and to your business, one, you're going to have a lot less grief, a lot less anxiety, a lot less guilt, and on the other end, you're going to grow quicker, you and your business. But it happens when you invest in something and you can't get that cost back. You just can't. It's impossible. And so there's lots of ways to look at it. Let me give you a business decision that's a sunk cost fallacy, and a personal one, okay? So Capitalized Marketing is a SWAM certified business with the state of Virginia. That's small business, which we are, woman-owned or minority business, okay? So any company under 25 employees or owned by a woman or owned by a minority can apply to be state certified in the state of Virginia. And certain contracts are open to SWAM certified businesses with the state. And so that means our company can get state government contracts. And we have got right now one state government contract and we're working on other ones. So it's a wonderful pipeline of opportunities to work with the state, opportunities you can't find anywhere else. And we are very proud when we earned that title, that certification. It's hard to get, I'll be honest with you. We had to employ an accountant and a bunch of other stuff, but we got it, okay? Now, let me explain sunk cost. I went to a two-day, or I signed up for a two-day SWAM conference in Richmond. Richmond is about an hour south from here. And I went there because what I wanted is I wanted to better learn the process of applying for these contracts. They're hard to understand how to apply, a little bit harder to get. And I thought, I need to be around other people who have navigated these waters, and I want to get some contracts. So, two-day conference in Richmond, that's a big sacrifice. It just really is. I'm not traveling anywhere and get to have the fun or travel and the meals. I'm just driving to Richmond. I'm sitting there. I'm driving home and do it 2 days in a row. But I'm okay with it. And I forget what this conference cost. It might have been $250. Again, there's a time cost and there's a financial cost, okay? But I want to do it. So I go to day one and, not really finding people to talk to. The vendor booth really wasn't open very well, so I don't have a good sense. And then I look at the agenda and I look at the classrooms and I see people beginning to speak and I notice something. Almost every single person there and almost every single topic applied to state contracts for building, like road contracts, highway contracts, state buildings. It was primarily people in the construction field, of which Capitalized is not. We are marketing and consulting. And so I'm sitting through the talks and the seminars, and all the talks apply to that. And they're not applying to my field at all. And I'm like, this is frustrating. It's not the conference's fault. It's not. I read about the event. Maybe I didn't understand it or didn't get it, but that's the focus. And guys, I understand, because that's where the multi-million dollar contracts are. Those are the big contracts. So I get it. That's their focus. So in the afternoon, there was a session coming up that had nothing to do. I was not going to be able to glean one thing from it. So what did I do? I found a local coffee shop that I'd never been to, and I walked there, and I got the laptop out, and I got some work done for my clients. And on the way home, I'm thinking to myself, this is an absolute waste of time. But I spent $250 on it. So I guess I'm going to go back tomorrow, and maybe there's something for me there. As I'm driving home, I'm like, but there's not going to be. I looked at the schedule, but I spent $250. And so in my mind, I'm thinking that $250 is a waste unless I go to day two. But guys, here's the thing. I can go to day two. I don't get that $250 back. There's nothing I can do to get that $250 back. It is a sunk cost. So the sunk cost fallacy is that we can do things to make up, for spending money, but we don't really get anything out of it. It's a fallacy. I don't get the sunk cost back. If there had been benefit for me in day two, I would have gone. But honestly, you know what I did? I didn't go day two. And in fact, now my scheduled here in Fredericksburg was wide open. And I was able to go to meetings that I didn't think I could meet. And I got some work done that I didn't think I could get done. I actually redeemed the time practically. I didn't get the $250 back. I'm not going to get the $250 back. It's a sunk cost. The fallacy is I'm going to get it back and that we go do things that are useless. Now, let me give you examples that apply beyond business. But I want you to know, first of all, I wrestle with sunk costs as well. I have a friend who loves to try every different beer in the world. Like, he just does. If there's a beer he hasn't tried, he's going to try it. And so he'd buy six packs of anything, and it would be like a cherry coconut wheat, which just sounds disgusting to me, IPA. And he used to say, well, I bought these things. I'm going to drink them all. I got to drink all six of these, even though they're disgusting. And we talked about sunk costs one time. And one day he told me, he goes, you know what? I no longer drink bad beer. He goes, I'm not getting the money back I spent on this beer just because I drank bad beer and was miserable for the next week drinking it. No, it's a sunk cost. It's gone. And so my friend is now freed up. Listen, he should be judicious with what he buys, of course, but he's no longer doing things out of guilt because the sunk cost fallacy, he's not getting it back, which makes complete sense. You guys do that as well. If you look at your basement or your attic, there are things in there that you have purchased that you have never thrown away because you're like, well, I spent money on this. And you're never going to do anything with it. You're going to haul it from house to house to house. It's going to be in that box. And you're like, I can't get rid of it. I spent money on it. And it's a sunk cost. If you're not going to use it, get rid of it. You don't redeem that money by holding on to it in your basement. Either do something immediately for the purpose it was intended or get rid of it. But you're never getting that money back. It will free you up. You're like, oh, I don't have to keep all this junk. I don't need to feel guilty. I've never touched it in 2 years. It's not going to do me good in the next two. Get rid of it. It will free you up. Now, the reason this is called the Concord cost or the Concord fallacy is, do you guys remember the Concord jet? This big old jet, built very differently than a lot of jets here in America. And it was primarily a British jet. Well, as they were building it, they realized they would never get their money back from that project. Never. But they didn't shut it down because they're like, we've invested so much money. So they kept losing money and losing money and losing money and losing money until they eventually had to shut it down. They could have stopped at one point in time and not lost another who knows how many hundreds of millions of dollars. But they just kept going because, like, well, we've already spent this much money so far, we got to keep going. And it never made money. They gave in to the sunk cost fallacy. Now, let me give an example. If you are a business person, that may cut really close to home, okay? I'm fortunate in that in my marketing coaching, I get to work with a lot of folks in the real estate industry, but broad industries across the board, but real estate agents, mortgage lenders, a lot of folks in there. And if you are part of a national brokerage or national organization, quite often they have marketing training tools. You know, you can log on and watch a video about your social media. You can log on and watch a video about how to network. And they've got tons of them. And all the time, I bump into people, and they want to know about the Capitalize Your Best marketing program. And they say, I've got all this coaching, but I never watch it. But can you tell me about your program? And I do. And I tell them about it, and I tell them what we do, and I can tell them the results we've gotten, the success we have. And then I tell them a price, which I think is reasonable for the results we get. And they go, well, you know what? I don't take advantage of the training I've got. So I need to go do that before I sign on to another program. And I'm like, guys, that is the sunk cost fallacy. If that training that you have worked, you would be doing it. If it was an interface that was user-friendly, you would do it. You don't get the sunk cost back. If it's not working, find the training that will work for you. If it's not me, find someone else. But folks all the time are like, I'm not going to sign up for coaching because I already have all this other stuff and I'm not using it. I get it. I've got Grant Cardone. I've got John Maxwell. I've got Russell Brunson, you know, clients and community. I've got all of that. And I haven't gone through all of it. I've gone through it as much as I find helpful and useful. But that doesn't keep me from making an investment in something that might work. The sunk cost fallacy often holds business professionals back because they have access to a tool they're not using. And you know what? They're never going to use it. But I told the client the other day, I said, you know what? Guess how many people have told me that same thing, who's actually gone back, utilized all those resources, and come back to me? And the answer is zero. Because no one ever goes back and finishes using those resources. It's a sunk cost fallacy. You don't get that back. If it doesn't work, don't use it. Don't worry. Don't guilt yourself about using it. Make an investment in the program that will work for you, mine or someone else's. But we're often so riddled in guilt by sunk cost. Money we spent on something that we'll never get back, and it causes us to hold on to crap in our basement. Or it causes us to waste our time doing things we paid for when it's not any good. Or, for my friend, it causes us to drink bad beer. My encouragement to you is, let that stuff go. You're not getting that money back. It's fine. It's a lesson learned. That's more important than the sunk cost fallacy. And then, if you are looking to invest in training or something that's going to make yourself better, find the program that you will do. But don't stop yourself from professional growth because you've got access to resources you're not using. If they were going to work, you would use them. The interface is probably clumsy and boring. Find a program that works for you. But friends, don't give in to sunk cost fallacy. We're not getting sunk cost back. Are you utilizing the resources that will best help you as a person, letting all guilt and shame aside, and professionally? It's going to help you grow your business, make more money, or achieve your career goals. Well, friends, thanks so much. I appreciate you joining me again. It's been a blast to be back into the studio. Thank you. Again, I always love the likes, the comments, the subscriptions, the shares. You guys are incredible about that. If you want to know more about our coaching program, just go to capitalizeyourbest.com or reach out to me on every platform and I will get right back to you. But friends, I appreciate you every week tuning in and I can't wait to see you again next week. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
How do you shorten the time it takes to buy a car? Car buying just got easier. Pohanka365.com lets you complete as much or as little of the car buying process online. Pohanka365.com. Car buying simplified. Anytime, anywhere.
Small business owners, you should be praised for wanting to grow your business. That's a good thing, and not everybody has the guts to do it. As a business owner myself, I know you've overcome obstacles that people don't even know about.
Hi, my name is Gordon Duncan, the owner of Capitalize Marketing and Consulting, and I want you to know that if your business hasn't grown like you want it to, it's not your fault. If it's not COVID getting in the way, it's ridiculous things like changing social media algorithms. You're right in thinking that very few people are doing small businesses any favors right now. But Capitalize Marketing and Consulting is here to help. We've created a 90-day course that is guaranteed to grow the revenue of your business. It will give you the tools that you've been looking for. And as a certified coach, I would be with you along the way. If you would like to learn more about our program, just visit CapitalizeYourBest.com and get started enjoying the success you deserve. Again, that's CapitalizeYourBest.com, and I can't wait to celebrate all you accomplish.